Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Adam Kramer joins us. He's the CEO of N0. What is it? We'll explain. He's here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org. With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years.
Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program Adam Kramer. He is CEO of N0. One day we will tell the secret story of all that's happened here today. But in the meantime, let's start out with explaining what N0 is all about.
Yes, so N0 is what is classified as a carbon accounting and carbon management company. So essentially what we do is we help organizations understand where all of their environmental impact is happening, from their operations to their capital decisions, as well as when it's happening, so that they can make decisions on how to report those emissions, as well as on how to reduce those emissions. And it is becoming one of the fastest growing market segments out there, because there are literally trillions of dollars from investors and the business community chasing emissions reduction. So the data we're providing is really helping to drive those big decisions.
And it's interesting that it's financial companies at this point that are driving the decisions. And this is coming presumably from their clients.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is what, you know, where I think that it's helped depoliticize a lot of what climate change is. Because, you know, growing up around this, we always heard, well, let the markets decide. Well, the markets are deciding. The markets are speaking very loudly, very clearly. In fact, one of the comments from Chairman Gensler of the SEC when they started working on climate change regulations, basically on how organizations, companies disclose, he's like, there's literally tens of trillions of dollars moving into ESG, or environmental, social, and governance, and most of that is following environmental impact work. So we want to make sure that there's the data out there that can inform investors, and that that's the same data that is now material that businesses are using to make their business decisions. And it is investors. It's companies like BlackRock, like KKR, Vanguard, the largest private equity and investment firms in the world, who are saying we want to be net zero, or essentially have a net zero impact onto what our organizations and what we invest are doing.
So, and how does that play out? For example, you have the Convention Authority in Las Vegas and CSIS as clients. So you can look at the overall market and let us know how they are responding to this need.
Yeah. So the hospitality industry is one of the most responsive and probably, you know, on the leading edge of responding to a lot of this need that is happening, because they, as we know, right, their bread and butter is serving conventions and convention business along with the traditional tourism. But convention business is really the big, you know, big buoy for our community. And more these RFPs that are coming out from the conventions, whether they're the big ones that we all know by name or some of the smaller ones, they're saying we are making our decision not just by the accommodations you can provide us, by the different venues, but also, what is the environmental impact of us hosting our convention at your space? How are you going to make sure that we are leaving Las Vegas or Reno in the same condition, if not better, than we left it? Which I think goes to the old adage we probably all grew up with. When you're a guest in someone's house, make sure you leave it better than you found it.
Unless you're a rock and roll band.
unless you're a rock and roll band, then glue the furniture to the ceiling. But absent that, right? And so it's a really, you know, as locals, we should be really proud that our hospitality industry is making sure that people that are coming here are leaving less and less of an impact, and that the backbone of our community is able to help lead on this. It's pretty exciting.
Okay, and true. Easy enough, I would say, for companies that are well capitalized, like the Winds of the World, new companies that have come into the market, like Resorts World in Las Vegas. But how difficult is it for companies that have been around a while with older properties in Las Vegas and Reno to be able to do this?
You know, it's a challenge, but it's what businesses are built for. I don't think that an organization of people is more equipped to solve a problem than a business, right? That's what they do. That's why businesses that are still around are successful. And this is just the new challenge, right? It's responding to market conditions, no different than other technological shifts that they've had to respond to over the previous decades, whether it's things like technological innovation, whether it's changes to the way people travel, whether it was COVID response, right? What we do well is we respond to these challenges. And so we are working with some of the other properties that are older. And their first thing is, great, let us know where our impact's coming from and what is the most fiscally responsible way for us to reduce that impact and do so in a way that is both meaningful and honest, right? And how we can convey this to our customers, to our investors, to our employees. And the employees is something that, you know, very often gets overlooked, but you look at millennials and Gen Z, one of the number one things they're looking for, in fact, the number one thing for Gen Z is they want employers who are taking social responsibility, and environmental impact is a key. So, you know, we still are in a competitive job market. We still have to make sure that we're attractive for our customers. We still have to make sure we're attractive for our investors. This data and the decisions organizations make are in direct response to that.
You know, it's fascinating when you talk about these upcoming generations, which are really taking over at this point. The idealism is astonishing, really. I mean, I don't think we've really seen this since the 60s.
Yeah, you know, but I think it's one of the things that makes America great, right? America was founded on idealism, right? We had idealism at the Revolutionary War that said we were not going to pay our taxes, taxation without representation. Idealism is what makes this country so phenomenal, and it's why we as a country, I believe, have been so successful and have the longest running democracy in history, is we see things that we as a society want to change, and we fight for it. And it doesn't happen overnight, right? Climate change being one of those things that has been a debate for decades, right? And actually, you could go all the way back to the Reagan administration. Ronald Reagan was probably responsible for probably the largest avoided emissions in our country's history with some of the things he did to pass certain chemical usage and restriction of aerosols during his administration, right? So it's something that we as a country have been dealing with. I believe it's gotten more partisan in the last decade, and now because of the markets has started to depoliticize quite a bit, not fully, but quite a bit, because the markets are demanding it. The donors to Republicans, no different than the donors to Democrats, are saying this is what's driving our business, this is what's driving our markets. We need to make sure we have response from our politicians and our elected leaders.
Okay, so you're an expert in your previous life in marketing, right?
I wouldn't say I'm an expert in corporate strategy.
Okay.
Which has some very good ties.
Yeah, yes, it does. And so it seems that there has been an incredible job done, first politically and now business-wise, in getting this strategy in place here in the United States, and as you mentioned off the air, in Europe as well?
Yeah, I think that what's interesting about that, though, is that politics is the reason the move to climate change was slow. It's the markets that have been so responsive over the last 4 to 5 years, which is why we've seen more traction in the climate change in 4 to 5 years than we have in the previous 40, is because the market and businesses are the ones driving it, right? And in a good democracy or a good republic, the politicians should be more responsive to the demands of the people, and hopefully science. There's a lot of science behind this. But I think that, to your point, that that's what's happening in Europe. It's the same thing, right? Is that the businesses were the key drivers and politicians were responsive to it. And when businesses start to make claims like we're going to be 100%, carbon free by a certain year, that's now a material claim. Investors rely on that to make business decisions. And that's kind of how regulators started getting more involved into climate, like the SEC here in the US and the European Commission, into what they're doing with businesses there. It's like, great, you want to claim that this is what you're doing, now disclose it. Show us transparently.
Okay, so a lot of the goals are to 2030, and then the bigger goals are to 2050.
Yep.
Let's face it, by 2050, everybody in power, whether they're in business or government, are going to be gone, and so it's somebody else's baby to deal with. Does it concern you that we may be going too fast heading towards 2030?
No, it concerns me we're going too slow.
Really?
Absolutely. We're seeing weather patterns that we've never seen before. We had the driest January on record in Reno, and we have the wettest August on record in Reno.
And a pretty wet December last year as well.
Yeah, and a pretty wet December in snowpack that the way it fell is not conducive to us supporting our reservoirs and doing things, right? We are seeing the effects of climate change today. It is happening, right? We are seeing that change, and the science is there to back that up. And if we don't move faster, that change will become more detrimental. Look at what happened with the rains that were in Vegas just a few weeks ago around mid-July, right? They caused massive damage, not just to old casino properties, but to new ones like the Circa, right? Which had water falling down over the sports book. Do you think the Circa wasn't built to be able to withstand what would be normal conditions?
Okay, now you've got to remember, you're dealing with a former weatherman, 23
years of doing television
weather. And climate is not something that happens just over a couple of year period. That's weather. And we have seen the whole of the Las Vegas Valley was reconfigured because of flash flooding, over past decades. So this is not something new. 15 years ago, I remember going on the monorail in Las Vegas and watching water pouring out of the garage at the Imperial Palace. These are not new things, but it's highlighted now by the amount of news coverage and social media on top of that. I'm not gonna disagree that things are changing, because I remember ice being several inches thick on the streets in Reno in the wintertime. We haven't seen that in years. And the snowpack this last year, yes, certainly was not the kind of snowpack that's conducive. So weather is changing. There's a huge debate as to whether it's man-caused or not. You've got science to back it up on your side, but I'm just giving the other perspective and saying there are people that would disagree with your position.
Yeah,
And by the way, Pat Mulroy says, I said to her one time, what do you say to people that disagree about climate change? That I don't talk to them. So you've got a fan there and a very smart lady.
She's also on our board of directors.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So
you've heard this before.
I've heard this before, and listen, it's hard to argue with the science. And listen, is part of this naturally occurring? Absolutely. But are we accelerating it at a dangerous rate? Absolutely. And you can look at what I love about the science of this is going down to the Antarctic, right, where you can drill these giant ice tubes, and you can look at what our air quality was over hundreds of thousands of years, right? And we have more greenhouse gas emissions in the air than in the history of mankind. And scientifically, you can look at how greenhouse gas emissions work and why they're called greenhouse gas emissions and trap sunlight in here, and how that affects weather patterns, right? Is some of that naturally occurring when you have volcanic eruptions or different types of things? Absolutely. But are we doing things, that are accelerating this to a dangerous level? I think that that's without question.
Okay, but there is also another side to this, which is that you're looking at people pressuring California now to keep the Mount Diablo nuclear plant online longer than it was supposed to be.
And good. That's a carbon-free resource.
I understand that. But there is also paranoia about nuclear power. The new word is fusion. I said it needed a marketing change, and the word is now fusion. But if we see huge power failures in California and blackouts, and they move into Nevada, people are not going to be happy about that.
And they shouldn't be. But they're not.
And that's what I'm talking about in terms of the speed.
Yeah, but it's a decision about capital investment. The technology's there, right? The cheapest form of a new power plant today. In Nevada, without question, is putting in solar and storage.
Right, but what about stranded assets?
Stranded assets, if you look at Nevada, we've done a really good job on decarbonizing our state grid, right? We do have natural gas resources, and they're finding more ways to reduce the environmental impact of natural gas extraction and how that's being used.
So you're saying it's okay to let those plants live out their lives? Because otherwise the public is going to be paying double duty.
Listen, I think we as a country have to make decisions on how we want to invest. I think that technology like the micronuclear stuff that is going on in Wyoming with actually NV Energy's parent company with Berkshire, Mid-American and Rocky Mountain Power out there, those are the types of things that are really going to help. That partnered with solar, wind, hydro are how we're going to solve this problem and reduce cost of energy, right? Natural gas isn't the cheapest form of energy. Coal is definitely not the cheapest form of energy. Using renewable resources, using what we have is definitely going to be the cheapest form of that.
All right, let's take a break and come back and talk about what Congress has just done after this timeout.
Reckless Washington spending is driving up prices for Nevadans. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto voted to allow hundreds of millions of dollars of COVID relief funds to be wasted on frivolous projects not in Nevada. More silly inflationary spending. Senator Cortez Masto voted to allow a college to hire a poet in Connecticut and funding for 18th century French operas in Washington, D.C. Tell Senator Cortez Masto to start voting against wasteful spending to stop inflation.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
A business like mine has small margins. This is a working fleet, 5 trucks, all over 100,000 miles. Every time we fill up, we're dumping profits into the tank. That's what burns me up about Adam Laxalt. Big Oil has spent millions in support of his campaigns. And Laxalt spent years at a law firm that represents Big Oil. He pocketed millions working there. Some of us have real jobs and need someone getting serious about gas prices. Big Oil has enough senators. They don't need more help from Adam Laxalt.
LCV Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation. It's a very long conversation. We've been going on for 2 days now. Yes. With Adam Kramer, the CEO of NZERO, the Inflation Reduction Act. A lot of drilling for coal, oil, pipelines, all kinds of things, good, bad, indifferent.
Net, it will be one of the most important bills in my lifetime to pass Congress.
Give that an order of importance.
It will reduce climate impact by an estimated 41% from the United States over the next 25 years. And we'll actually make sure we don't only meet the goals we've set out here to mitigate the impact of climate change, but accelerate that impact. Politics are what politics are, and you know, when the 50th vote is a senator from West Virginia, you're going to have things like coal in there, and that's how you get deals done, right? I think you can't let perfect be the enemy of good in doing something that is truly meaningful and impactful. And you can look at the literally hundreds of billions of dollars now that are going into further investment into carbon-free technology going forward, further incentivizing the development here, which is not only something that addresses the climate threat, but I think it's a national security component as well, right? We reduce further and further our reliance on foreign countries, and we've seen that impact with the Russia-Ukraine situation. Let me be very clear, with the Russia invasion of Ukraine,
right.
We see what happens when you rely too much on other countries. It's a national security issue. So decarbonization isn't just about climate change, which is fundamentally important. It is about the national security of this country and making sure that we can maintain our independence.
And does it concern you, this is going to be a peripheral, but it's an important one, the cost will go up because we're no longer going to be using cheap labor and cheap resources from other countries?
Well, I don't know that that's true. I mean, I don't know that that's a true statement, right? I think that when you look at advanced manufacturing and you look at how we've been able to reduce costs and focus people's ability to work on higher level problems that can leave the lower level problems that can otherwise be solved by machinery, I think you're seeing accelerated productivity. Productivity in the U.S. is still always going up. I mean, it's kind of one of the great phenomenons of this country in the way our markets operate. So I first off would challenge the assumption that the costs are going to go up. In fact, right prior to this taping, the inflation number for July just came out at 0%, right, in the U.S. So I think that we are taking on a number of things that hopefully actually should be reducing cost in the both short term and long term. But you have to make investment to do that, right? So you may make capital expenditures on the front end to reduce your operational costs on a go forward basis. And that's a decision businesses make every single day. And I like to see my government operating more like a business and thinking about that.
Yeah, we can have a much longer discussion on that on another day. Let's take another break and we'll be right back.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Events Center in Las Vegas. Host meetings and events on two floors. Stay in luxurious rooms and suites. Unlimited branding opportunities. Regional Italian cuisine by Chef Mark Segrisi. Flexible event spaces. Full buyout options. Visit ahernhotel.com today.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Adam Kramer. He's the CEO of NZERO. If I'd have asked you 5 years ago if you thought manufacturing was going to make this kind of comeback in the United States, what would you have said?
I've been an eternal optimist, so I would have said yes. I don't know if I would have believed it nearly as much as is actually happening today.
Do we have the kids in place coming up through the system? Because I know you work with universities as well, and have done in both this career and your previous career. Do we have enough kids in the system coming up that want to be a part of this?
Yeah, we do. And the reason I can answer so definitively is that we're not asking them to do as many of the menial jobs that we've had to require in the past in manufacturing, but it's doing cool things like working with robotics, being in data centers, developing renewable energy, dealing with some of these bigger problems that are really best suited for humans to engage with. And when you look at millennials, and really even more so Gen Z, engaging and solving these types of problems are the things that get them out of bed. And it's the reason we've been very fortunate in a competitive job market to not have problems filling our jobs.
Okay, so getting them out of bed and back into the office?
Letting them work where they want to work. Right? I think that it's...
Really?
Absolutely. Manufacturing, of course, would require you to be in a building. But no, this is about... The New World Order is about creating that flexibility so that people can create, rather than a work-life balance, a work-life blend that works for them.
And that's where we have to leave it. Adam Kramer, thank you so much for doing this. Please come back, because not only do I want to talk to you more about this, but I also want to talk to you about your role on the airport board. So lots of things to discuss. Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mendham with Joey Whitaker. Entertainment here at the Carson Valley Inn is extraordinary.
Yeah, super proud of the TJ's Corral, our outdoor venue, about 1,500 seats. We've had first-class entertainment out there. We've had Merle Haggard, we've had Chris Young, we've had Lee Bryce a couple times, we've had Pat Benatar, Joan Jett, who's in the Hall of Fame. We're real proud out there, and it's just a great time. Watch CarsonValleyInn.com. And grab those tickets early. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also check our archive going back to 2005 on our website, again, NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.